A pioneering voice goes silent, and open source sounds the alarm. Om Malik, who founded GigaOM in the mid-2000s and helped establish that independent technology journalism could be rigorous, deeply sourced, and culturally consequential, died on June 24, 2026. He was 59. A sparse post on his own site, om.co, marks the dates, 1966 to 2026. Malik came to writing from an engineering and financial background, a combination that gave him credibility his contemporaries often lacked. He was analyzing business models and competitive dynamics at a time when most serious media organizations still treated technology as a niche vertical. An obituary thread on Hacker News drew 112 comments, significant for the genre, with founders recalling him as the first journalist to take them seriously, and developers crediting him with making their work feel meaningful in a broader cultural sense. In what observers noted as a thematically pointed coincidence, the same week brought a collective open-source defense letter circulating under the title, "We All Depend on Open Source. We Will Defend It Together," hosted at akrites.org and gathering signatures from maintainers, companies, and individual contributors. The letter frames sustained pressure on open-source infrastructure, from licensing disputes, corporate capture, maintainer burnout, and mounting legislative scrutiny, as a collective defense problem rather than an individual one. The political backdrop is concrete. Recent years have seen accelerating legislative attempts in both the US and Europe to impose liability on open source maintainers for security vulnerabilities, with the EU's Cyber Resilience Act going through contentious revisions after pushback from the community, arguing that treating unpaid maintainers the same as commercial software vendors would effectively destroy the ecosystem. The Linux Foundation has estimated that rebuilding open source software commercially would cost trillions of dollars, yet many critical projects are maintained by one or two people in their spare time. The letter's 99-comment Hacker News thread featured debate over whether collective letters accomplish anything strategic, or whether, as the post-Heartbleed funding surge for OpenSSL suggested, visibility events, even painful ones, are sometimes what finally shifts behavior. Malik himself spent much of his career arguing that the internet's most valuable infrastructure was built by communities, not corporations, and that the corporations depending on it had a moral obligation they were not meeting. That argument, observers noted, feels more urgent in 2026 than when he first made it.